Los Angeles prepares for mudslide danger as storm approaches. Governor Gavin Newsom mobilized state resources January 22nd to protect Southern Californian areas recently burned by wildfires and to prepare for possible mudslides from an oncoming storm. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles warned the public about dangerous fire weather expected until Thursday afternoon, while also keeping an eye on a rainstorm headed into the region beginning Saturday. Wind gusts reached 88 miles per hour in the county Tuesday, and nearly 60 miles per hour in some mountainous areas of Los Angeles County on Wednesday, fueling a fast-growing fire near Castaic Lake Dam, about 40 miles north of Los Angeles, according to the NWS. AccuWeather forecast rain starting Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening in the Los Angeles region, which could prompt landslides in areas burned by the Palisades and Eaton fires. Without vegetation to anchor the soil, burn scar areas are especially vulnerable to heavy rain, which can trigger sudden and fast-moving debris flows that can destroy homes and block roads. Kyle Wheeler, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's San Diego office, said residents in low-lying areas of the county could see up to 1/2 inch of rain from Saturday through Monday. "There will be a decent amount of rain, but it will occur over several days," Wheeler told the Epoch Times. "The fact that it's occurring over such a long period of time is good. We won't get it all at once. The storm won't be as disastrous as others the state has seen in the last few years, but it could result in localized flooding, wet roads, and some pooling of water in the San Diego County region," he said. Crews and equipment have been deployed to protect communities and natural resources, according to Newsom's office. "Even before we saw rain on the horizon in Los Angeles, I directed my departments and agencies to act fast to protect neighborhoods from potentially hazardous debris flows," Newsom said in a press release. "By stationing resources and staff in key locations, we can help make a difference as we transition from fire response to storm preparedness." The state is also working closely with its partners to prevent toxic runoff from entering waterways by installing filtration barriers. The Los Angeles Fire Department's South Bureau warned residents January 21st about the looming hazards. "Red flag conditions and high fire danger persist, followed by significant rain over the weekend," the department posted on social media Tuesday. The department suggested the public avoid activities that could spark a fire during windy conditions and be alert for flooding and landslides. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley met with Mayor Karen Bass and fire officials on January 21st and talked with homeowners about the Palisades Fire, which killed at least 11 people and destroyed 6,662 homes and buildings.